Welcome to Dive Bar Music Club, the low-key, high-taste happy hour for music nerds. Each week, we're joined by a rotating cast of true music fans, people who live and breathe independent music. This week, we're featuring one of the regulars, Fort Collins, Colorado record store owner, Charles Hale of Driver 8 Records and Ajax Diner Book Club. Hale has spent years in community radio in the retail end of a boutique record shop. We're not about trends. We're all about taste. Part hang, part deep dive, part time machine. So grab a drink, slide into the booth, and get to know Charles Hale, one of our regulars on Dive Bar Music Club. So Charles Hale, I sure appreciate you being part of Dive Bar Music Club. What have you been up to in the world of music these days?
So it's every day I go to work, which is owning a record store. So every day I'm surrounded by music. Every week I host a radio show, so I'm throughout the week thinking about what I want to play, how I want to put it together for my Friday afternoon radio show.
Tell me a little bit more about your record store.
So the record store opened in July of 2022. I decided about a year and a half before then that I wanted to open a record store. I thought Fort Collins needed a better record store or a record store like I had in mind. And it took about a year and a half to write the business plan, figure everything out, most significantly figure out how to pay for it. So we specialize in new and used records. We're a small boutique store, but people seem to like us.
Very nice. So y'all should definitely check out the Driver 8 Records in Fort Collins, Colorado. So, Charles Hale, how on earth did you end up in the music business?
You know, it's a great question. And I think the simplest answer is that way back when I raised my hand, sometimes that's all it takes. I don't know how I happened to learn while I was in high school that colleges had radio stations, that if you were a student, you could be a DJ. But once I learned that, that was my primary focus for going to college. So I just walked in to the campus radio station and said, hey, I want to do this, and went through the training, obviously volunteer. I did that for 2 years, dropped out, then went to another college. And a guy I moved in with was a DJ at that college station. And he said, hey, you should come down. So again, I raised my hand. I go down there. I say I have some experience and I get a midnight shift. Then years later, I'm reading the Nine Bullets blog, and there happens to be a post that says, help wanted, we're looking for writers. And so I fired off an email and said, hey, I've got a degree in creative writing. I know music. I'd love to write. So that happened. Then a year or so after that, I was thinking about getting back in radio and looked at the community station in Fort Collins. And I saw that the music director in his website bio read Nine Bullets. And so I sent him an email, said, hey, I've done radio in the past. I write for Nine Bullets. I'd like to be involved. So again, just sort of volunteering. And then from that, I also started helping put together a mini Roots Festival by just saying, after I attended the first year, saying, hey, I could help. If you need anything, let me know. So again, you just sort of raise your hand, you volunteer. And then I think it's important to be willing to do the unfun work, because everybody in music wants to do the fun work. And then with the record store, that's sort of me just raising my hand to myself of saying, here is something that I think my community needs. I feel like this is something I might could be good at, and let me see if I can figure out a way to make it happen. And then we're 3.5 years into the record store, and people come by every day and buy records.
Definitely check out Driver 8 Records. And folks can contact you online if they have any like special orders and stuff, can't they?
Yes, we've got a website, we've got Facebook, we've got Instagram, and just recently we launched a Discogs page. So we sell some of our used inventory on Discogs.
Very cool. So yeah, definitely Driver 8 Records, both online as well as in Fort Collins, Colorado for the boutique shop. But also Ajax Diner Book Club is the radio show, which is also streaming.
Streaming online at krfcfm.org.
Fantastic community radio, always part of any great arts community and vital these days to emerging music. Well, Charles, one of the things we all love are the different venues that make the music even more magical. Are there any places in the past or in the present that you love to go see or hear music?
You know, sticking with the dive bar theme, there are two dive bars in my past that are worth mentioning. One was when I was living in Oxford, Mississippi. There was a small bar called the Parish Baker Pub. They had music there fairly regularly, but there was never a cover charge. So sort of on their way up at Parish's bar, I saw J. Roddy Walson in the Business. I saw Cedric Burnside. I saw American Aquarium. And I saw Pokey LaFarge. Never paid a dollar for any of them. And then the other one is out here in Colorado. It's called Surfside 7. There was, you know, a $5 or $10 cover charge. But over the years, I've gotten to see people like Charlie Parr. I saw John Moreland play to 11 people there. Arliss Nancy. And of course, our hometown heroes, Drag the River, have played there a bunch. So Surfside 7 in Colorado and Parish Baker Pub in Oxford, Mississippi.
Wow, absolutely fantastic. And for me, it's fun to learn about places that are the space for different parts of the country. So thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, Charles, where would you like people to be able to find you?
Instagram. The Instagram is driver8 Rex, R-E-C-S.
Easy to find. Y'all should definitely stop by. I know that. And of course, from one of my all-time favorite bands, as folks who listen to this new show, Dive Bar Music Club, will definitely find out. That's the last call at Dive Bar Music Club. If you like the hang, follow the show, leave a review, and tell your algorithm, gosh darn it, we're worth it. Better yet, share your favorite episode with a friend who actually stayed for the whole set. See y'all next time for the low-key, high-taste happy hour for music nerds. Hey, y'all, thanks for sliding in the booth with us here at Dive Bar Music Club. I'm Sloane Spencer, a former radio host and the creator of a ton of different podcasts over the years, including another brand new one that is completely different. It's the Gen X Sleep Podcast, Sleep with Rockstars. Subscribe today at sleepwithrockstars.com or your favorite podcast app.